Questions from members of the public? If all questions, if there are no written questions, so we'll take all questions that they came in. And the third one from Adrian Whittaker. Can I pose a question, please?
Turn on the decision by Shankton Town Council to hand back the Sparside toilets to the Arbour Council. This is going to leave technically the whole main from here from the central beach with no toilet, full-time water toilet facilities. This could have a serious detriment to tourists and local residents. There is another toilet provision at Hope Beach toilets, but the Arbour Council owns the Sparside building. Would the council look into opening these toilets up as an agenda?
Thank you for your question. I'm sure we will, but I'll get the leader this time. Thank you.
First of all, thank you for your question, Adrian. Obviously, it's important to us that our tourists have every facility. I understand there are actually two sets of toilets on Shankton Sea, one by the way. But in addition, there is the Sparside, which is serving now on the lane. So I'll ask the relevant cabinet members to the local officers to see what the impact is like to be, and then we can relay that back to the chairman of the county council approval.
Thank you. Can I just have, if he is deciding not to do anything with the Sparside toilets, there is several derelict buildings along that, and it looks really tacky, but could be boarded up or New York's painted on them just to make it look more attractive.
I think grassing can be done. So I think if you outside the meeting and go to Councillor Whistle, who's our regeneration cabinet member, probably by sending him an email, we'd be happy to consider it and respond to you. But thank you for the suggestion.
Thank you very much. Thank you. We've got another question from Miles Clark from Rocket. Here's the question, please.
Thank you, Chairman. My question is to Councillor Stewart. Last May, we had agents of the council called at my home with chainsaws and the desire to cut down a 200-year-old oak tree. I had not been previously told that this was going to happen, and when I objected, a few days later I was served with a 154 from the Highways Act stating that I had to remove it within 3 working days. I think you would understand I thought that as being rather evil. For 10 months now, I have challenged the abuses of the PFI and the misuse of Section 154. It is out of control, and I feel unaccountable. My question is, Chairman, as the council maintains that it has done nothing wrong and follows proper procedure, will he, as Councillor Stewart, carefully look at my submission to the Freedom of Information Commissioner next week and help resolve some of the issues in that submission? Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Stewart.
First of all, thank you for your question. I understand the preamble to try and put some context, so that's fine. So we have two cabinet members who this will affect. One would be Councillor Abraham, who's responsible for the trees aspect of this 100-year-old portfolio, and the other one is Councillor Ian Ward. But what I suggest that you are happy to, if you send me an email with the relevant detail on it, including the reference to your FOI request, then I can pass it to the officers and make sure we give you a reasonable response in due course.
Thank you very much. Thank you for your question. One more question, which is from Ms. Tanya Rebell from Jackson.
Good evening. Good evening. Can you hear me? Yes. Thank you, sir. About 2, 3, 4 days ago, I went to a public consultation in Exeter on 5G, and it was all day long. She was brilliant. And I wonder, because I've had a reply from Mr. Hobart saying black on white that the Isle of Wight will not introduce 5G until there has been public consultations, when will these public consultations be?
Okay. Thank you for your question on 5G. I'll keep saying to you that I'll refer it to Councillor Peace, who's now on Digital and Transformation Bureau. So I'm going to refer it now to Councillor Peace. I'm sure he'll give you a reply.
Councillor Peace, please.
Thank you. So the issue of 5G hasn't yet been discussed fully in Cabinet, but I'm more than happy to give you my opinion as thus. So most of us in this chamber are old enough to remember when microwave ovens first were invented, and when they came out we were all told that we were all going to get fried if we used them. Then I remember as a checkout operator in an unnamed supermarket when I was a teenager that we had laser scanners. And I was told that I was going to be made sterile. Well, funny enough, I've got two kids. Then we had mobile phones. Mobile phones came out and we were all told that we were going to get cancer of the hip because we kept them in our pockets. Well, that hasn't happened either. So the point is that 5G is coming. It's not going to go away. We're not going to stop it. The World Economic Forum has even said that 5G is the fourth industrial revolution, or a very big part of it. And actually, if anyone cares to look, if you go onto the BBC website and watch the BBC Clicks programme, they did a fantastic programme on the benefits and dangers, or not, of 5G. And they completely poo-poo the idea that 5G is dangerous. Now, as I've said, 5G is coming. Our own vision, declared in our digital transformation strategy, is this island is to become the most connected island in the world. Now that's a tall order, but actually, it's probably quite achievable. What it means is that we need to be at the forefront of all technological revolution, if and when it ever comes. And that means for us, 5G. We don't even know where 5G will enable us to go. In managing adult social care, in driving our economy, and all the other things that may come of it. And that means taking on 5G, 6G, 7G, and 8G when it comes. The adoption of technology will drive our economy. It will raise our living standards, and it will be for the benefit of all. There is no conclusive evidence that 5G is dangerous. And unless and until that happens, then 5G will have my full and unequivocal support. Thank you.
Thank you, Pastor Peace.
Thank you. I'm very glad to hear that.
Can I have a question?
Yes, I was just in a contact, put it in contact. Very glad to hear that the council has employed an unbiased and enlightened person to run this and who works on opinion. This is not about opinion, ladies and gentlemen. This is about thousands of peer reviewed studies showing that existing electromagnetic radiation is already dangerous, but the industry, councils, and governments are hiding this because of money and income. Now, this is about the cautionary principle. It's about the technology which is being rolled out without due diligence, without public consultation, without against the.
I'm sorry. I'll have to stop you there.
Against the right to informed consent and trial in UN law. So my question remains, because it was not answered, and that's very peculiar, very political indeed, when are the public consultations going to be, according to black or white, Mr. Hobart's promise, and according to your duty and responsibility to put health and environment before profit, and that's essential.
Thank you.
Can
we ask Councillor Peace to provide a written response following to that? We're short of time on public questions. But we've got one more from Cameron Bailey, as you realise, it's 2 minutes at a time. Could you both question, please?
Thank you, Chair. Last month, Hampshire County Council passed their budget allocating £1 million help combat climate change. What will this council be doing, given they passed a climate emergency motion last year and we are yet to see meaningful action?
Thank you. Last leader, Ms. Ompenau.
Well, thank you for your question, Cameron. You're probably not fully cited on everything that has taken place through our environmental strategy. During the course of this evening, Councillor Hastings may well be inviting you. But suffice it to say, at this stage, I'm very proud of the fact that this island is achieving some extremely high standards in terms of, for example, recycling levels. Hampshire, who you referred to, are actually coming to the island to see just how we manage waste and related contracts, because they know we are standing extremely high level authorities around the country. So we also have a very positive energy strategy which is working. We're also looking out on the digital agenda and electric vehicles. And I know our clean air zone numbers are well below the concerns of other areas. And so all in all, I think I'm quite pleased to say that this council is living up to what it said.
Thank
you.
Whilst interest rates on borrowing for councils are at an all-time low, do you not now feel it's time we start to invest in the local people, businesses, public services, and work to combat climate change here on the island in an attempt to deliver a radical Green New Deal which will transform our economy and make our islands more sustainable, rather than simply slashing services and investing in industrial estates in Kent and Manchester?
Well, I probably disagree with your premise to start with. The investments this administration in particular made in relation to regeneration are self-evident. I agree off the Downs and Cities plans that we've got for Newport Ryde and now Cowes. I agree off the Newport Harbour agenda. I agree off the Venture Keys initiative to get jobs here back on the island and the road. There's a whole long list, and I'm sure you don't want me to use the list. Suffice it to say, under the prudent management of my deputy, Stuart Hutchinson, as we will, and members will find out tonight, we feel we're in a very sound financial place, not without risk, but doing what we should do, which is spending the island taxpayers' money wisely.
Thank you, Councillor. Thank you, Cameron.
It's an environmental emergency, and that's the clues for electromagnetic radiation.
Could we have some more questions from the gallery, please?
Precaution is principle. You have responsibility.
We've got 1 more minute left for private questions. If anybody has a question to ask, if not, we will move on. Thank you. We're on item 4.